You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
This week's podcast will focus on getting to know your Giants players a little bit in somewhat of a different manner than we have in the past. I am Allison Footer. I'm here with Chris Haft, our wonderful beat reporter for SanFranciscoGiants.com. And Chris, we have discussed everything possible pertaining to the Giants this offseason, including the fact that they have upgraded their rotation and they're probably going to win the division. So with that out of the way, now we're going to throw some questions at you and put you on the spot. And it's a little exercise we don't have a real title for, but the player most likely to. And so I'm going to give you a scenario, and then you give me your best guess. So here we go. Okay. The Giants player or pitcher most likely to throw a no-hitter or a perfect game.
I'm going with Madison Bumgarner because he has come so close so many times, it's eventually going to happen. I think it's almost an inevitability that it's going to happen. So he is my he's my rock-solid first choice on that one.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a nice little lead-in to, because that's a really easy one. So that was a good one to start with. So now we're going to move on to the hitter, the player most likely to hit for the cycle.
You know, we go up and down the order. Oh, well, I think we have to go with Hunter Pence. He's going to come back healthy. He's got the speed. My first thought was Buster Posey, of course. But Buster will be the first to admit he's not the fleetest of foot, although he doesn't always appreciate being reminded of that. So I would scratch him from that list. Hunter Pence, I think, has a great shot because, you know, he hits the ball to all fields. He can, you know, put it in the gaps. He's got the power to, you know, hit the requisite home run that you need to hit through the cycle. So I'm going to go with him, although another guy who could definitely do it is Brandon Crawford. He'd be another pick. My 1A pick would be Crawford, and my top pick would be Pence.
These are always so much fun to do when you're talking about good teams, because some of the other these aren't always so obvious to some, you know, when we're talking about other teams. But yes, there's a plethora of good players that could fit into any of these categories. So moving on to who is the player most likely to have a must-see for MLB.com, a must-see, be a highlight reel kind of video clip that you must see. So who would you say for that?
Sure. Again, many candidates. First one that comes to mind, though, is Denard Span, the new center fielder, who, I think put up a few must-sees during his career with Washington. He'll continue doing, I'm pretty sure if he stays healthy, he'll continue doing that with the Giants. Should be a lot of fun to watch him patrol that big ground in AT&T Park. And again, another close, close second and third or whatever. Two other good athletes, Crawford and Hunter Pence. So, number one, let's go with Denard.
Yes, I like that one. Okay, how about the most likely to go 2020? 20 stolen bases, 20 home runs.
I hate to keep on mentioning the same name, but again, Hunter, I think Pence has a chance to do this. And that just shows how Allison, you know, he only played 60-something, 50-something games last year, and the Giants finished third, and I think we know why. Or second, I forget what second and third. I'm going to display my ignorance here, but they were 84 and 78, and we know why. I mean, Hunter Pence did not play, didn't play half a season. And having him back, assuming he, you know, can play 140, 150 games, of course, he formerly played, you know, 162 all the time. It'll be just such a boon to them. But he can definitely go 2020. I think Crawford's another guy who could do it because he has some power.
Absolutely. Okay. How about the pitcher who is most likely to put together the longest scoreless inning streak?
My pick here is going to be Johnny Cueto, you know, not Bumgarner necessarily. Cueto has, when he's right, he's got dominant stuff. And I could definitely see him, you know, going on a roll for 2, 3, 4 games, you know, putting together a, you know, 25, 30 inning streak like that. So he should be fun to watch pitch. He also should be quite effective, so I'm going to go with him.
Okay, the player most likely to put together the longest hitting streak.
Well, here we can go. Here I can mention Buster Posey.
Yes.
He did it when he came up. You know, came in with a, I think it was a 21 game hitting streak when he was a rookie, 21 or 23. The number escapes me right now, but it was over 20. I mean, he's so consistent. And even when he mishits a ball, you know, because the outfielders are so often playing deep, he'll get a bloop hit out of it because, you know, the outfielders have to respect his power. So, you know, that combination there, I think he adds up to a lot of hits.
Okay, and how about the first bench player to snag a spot in the starting lineup? And let me preface this by saying that that does not mean we are pinpointing someone who's going to lose his starting job, but in case of an injury, a demotion, whatever, who's the first bench player who can handle moving into an everyday role for whatever amount of time?
A guy who stands out here would be Gregor Blanco, the fourth outfielder, who has started plenty of games during his four-year career with the Giants, and I can see him playing a lot again this season.
Okay, now who is the most likely to get ejected? And that is open to the entire uniform personnel.
Well, that's a good thing. Let's go with the guy who wears the biggest uniform, and that's Bruce Bochy. he doesn't hide his displeasure when he is displeased, and so I think by May 1st he'll have an ejection under his belt.
So that's interesting, because when I watch Bruce Bochy get mad or argue, it doesn't sound like he really raises his voice that much. Like, you can tell, like, when Jim Leland, he would be screaming. Like, Bobby Cox would be yelling. Terry Collins, you can tell that he yells. But Bruce Bochy seems to just, maybe it's because of his size, but he's got, like, that really deep, kind of drawly voice. It doesn't seem like he blows a gasket necessarily as much as he just makes his case. I don't know. You've seen it a lot more than I have, though.
If this show were a lot more risque, I could tell you why he gets ejected.
Okay, so it's more for the language than it is actually physical part of it.
But I think you've got a good point with his imposing size. You know, I think that's in the back of people's minds. I mean, I've been covering him since 2007. And he is such a gentleman, and he's, I don't think he's ever, maybe once or twice during that period, he's bitten any reporter's head off, you know, for asking what he considers to be an impertinent question. And yet I'm still, as assertive as I am supposed to be, there are times when I still maybe hang back just a little bit thinking, you know, he may just decide to stomp me. if I ask a certain question, his sheer physicality, I think has an effect.
Yeah, and he's got the largest head in baseball, which when your name gets brought up on photo day, and like his name still gets brought up on the Astros photo day, he has not been a catcher in the Astros system in like 35 years plus. And they still bring up his hat size on photo day because they had to order special hats for him.
Oh, gosh.
Anyway, okay, and so here's our grand finale. And I know you've been excited to answer this question, so now here it is. This will be the highlight of all of our days. Who is the Giants player most likely to have Justin Bieber walk out music?
I'd say Brandon Belt.
Really? Right.
Well, he knows pop culture.
So this would be because they would be like a cool, like he would think it was a cool thing.
Yeah, well, Brandon's real witty. He really is. He's quite bright, real witty, understands pop culture. You know, he might do it almost as a, you know, just some sort of like reverse logic joke or something. That's really all I can say. But I think he'd do it for. Well, some people might question it, but if you ask him to explain it, you'd say to yourself, now why didn't I think of that? You know, he's and he does put some thought into things like that. So I'm going to go with him.
Okay, I'll be listening for his at bats to see if he maybe incorporates that at all. So, Chris, thank you so much. Appreciate you playing along with us, and we'll talk to you.
Oh no, this is fun.
Okay. Thanks, Chris.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.